This is Fresh Air. Taylor Sheridan surprised the TV industry and brought Kevin Costner to television by co-creating Yellowstone, a hit series that's returning this Sunday on the Paramount Network. But Sheridan has another ace up his sleeve. He's co-created a new series built around another veteran movie star. This series, called Tulsa King, stars Sylvester Stallone, and it premieres Sunday on the Paramount Plus streaming service. Our TV critic David Bianculli has these reviews.
Yellowstone and Tulsa King aren't connected in terms of setting, characters, or storylines. But Taylor Sheridan, who had a hand in creating both shows, and has written or co-written many episodes of each, makes sure to fill each program with the same winning formula. There's a strong, rugged man at the center, and at least as many equally strong women either fighting alongside him or proving very worthy adversaries. There's a sense of time passing and the importance of family. And the setting, the environment, is as crucial an element as almost any character or plot point. After almost a year off, the new season of Yellowstone begins with rancher John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner, reluctantly becoming the new governor of Colorado. This season resets the alliances that define the rancher's friends and enemies and provides entertaining flashbacks showing the origins of some long-running romances. But the thing weighing most on Dutton isn't his new political power. It's how long he's been away from the Yellowstone ranch he loves. In this scene, he returns after a long absence to be greeted by Carter, the boy taken in by his daughter. Finn Little, the actor playing Carter, has shot up like a weed between seasons. And the script, written by Taylor Sheridan, takes advantage of that fact and has Costner's Dutton reacting uncomfortably to it.
It's Carter.
I know who you are. Jesus Christ, it's been a while.
You want me to saddle one?
Wish I had the time, but I don't.
You're the governor now.
Yeah.
Big man.
So they say.
I miss our rides.
Yeah, I miss them too. We'll do them again. Quit eating the fertilizer.
Huh?
Quit growing.
Why?
Because it freaks me out. A living reminder of how much time I don't have. If you grow a beard, you're fired.
The passage of time and the sense of a man out of place is even more pronounced in Tulsa King. This series presents Sylvester Stallone as a man released from prison after 25 years. He never ratted on his mafia bosses and is rewarded upon his release. Well, maybe rewarded isn't the right word. With an assignment to relocate to Oklahoma to start running an operation there. Stallone, as Dwight David Manfredi, has a goatee, a weary demeanor, and almost no patience whatsoever. Even when Pete, the aging mafia don, awards Tulsa to Dwight, the newly released ex-con isn't exactly grateful. Within a minute, when another mafioso begins giving Dwight some attitude, Dwight responds with a punch that knocks the guy cold.
Pete, you remember my wife, Marie? She divorced me when I went inside. My daughter, Tina, I haven't talked to her in 18 years. She hates me. I took an oath, and I honored it. I kept my mouth shut for 25 years. And now all I got to my name is a few bucks, my suit and mothballs, this watch, and a f***ing pinky ring that you gave me. Now you got the balls to tell me that after everything I've been through, after everything I've lost, after everything I've done for this family, your family, there's nothing left for me!
Hey! You don't understand how this works. They told you where the f*** to go. That's it.
I don't understand. Listen, I made my bones when you were in diapers.
Well, now you're wearing diapers.
Boom. Oh, hey!
But this series wouldn't be called Tulsa King if Dwight doesn't go to Tulsa. So he does. And Stallone, as Dwight, is in virtually every frame of the first episode and almost as many in the second. Tulsa King is a bit like Rectify, the Sundance series about a man released after a long stint in prison. But Taylor Sheridan, who co-wrote these first episodes with Terrence Winter from Boardwalk Empire and The Sopranos, wants to have some fun with the idea and the character too. And Stallone is all too happy to play along and show off some comic timing he rarely gets to display. Here he is, newly arrived in Tulsa, having a quickly escalating conversation with his cab driver Tyson, played by Jay Will.
A lot of churches around here.
It's the Bible Belt, my man. Mm-hmm. We're in the buckle.
What's this, a wedding? Funeral?
Business.
What kind of business?
The none of your business kind of business.
I like that. Gangster gotta be a gangster, huh?
What'd you call me?
Say what?
You call me a gangster?
I ain't call you no gangster. I said a gangster gotta be a gangster.
Wouldn't that make me a gangster?
Look, man, you obviously ain't met no black folks. So you...
I met more black folks than you can count.
Then you would know. You can call anybody a gangster. It's like saying they cool.
You think a gangster's cool?
Tyson becomes a regular character, joining a strong cast that also includes Martin Starr from Silicon Valley and Andrea Savage from Veep. And only two episodes were provided for preview, neither of which included even a glimpse of another cast regular, one of my favorite actresses, Dana Delaney. But she'll be showing up any episode now, and I'll be watching. I like both of these shows and the meaty roles they give to their central players. It used to be that movie stars of the stature of Kevin Costner and Sylvester Stallone would never stoop to appear on television. But the pop culture landscape has changed so much that they're finding some of their career-best roles on TV. And these two actors in particular have the same man to thank.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the return of Yellowstone on Sunday on Paramount and the premiere of the new series Tulsa King on Paramount Plus, also on Sunday. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you've missed, like our conversation with director Steven Spielberg, or with historian Matthew Delmont about the experience of African Americans in World War II, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.